Good morning for Wednesday, December 16th, 2009. This is Brian Madden. Today's article is something that I have been looking forward to for over 2.5 years, and that is that finally Citrix released the beta or the tech preview of the Para version of Zen App. This is something that we have been talking about and has been widely expected to be released as Zen App version 6. So this is the next version of Zen App, as I said. It's we don't know if it's going to be Zen App version 6, but it's available in beta right now. Right now it's actually simply called Zen App for Windows Server 2008 R2. Now, you may remember from a few months ago, Citrix actually released Feature Pack 2 for Zen App 5, and that did not have compatibility for 2008 R2. The also interesting note here, of course, is 2008 R2 is x64. That's 64-bit only. So what we are seeing now is a 64-bit only release. Anyway, this Para tech preview, that it's now available, it's publicly available as a beta. I'm actually downloading, well, I've begun to download it as I am recording this. The ISO is 2.5 gigabytes, so I'm still waiting for my download to complete. I haven't installed it yet. I haven't seen it yet as we discuss this. So what I'm thinking we can do for today is kind of talk about the features of Para, talk about what got us here, and start the conversation about what we're looking for. And then over these next week or two, as things kind of slow down, I'll add this to my list of things to check out in our lab. Like I said, we've been hearing about Para for at least 2.5 years. I first wrote about this in June of 2007 after attending Citrix iForum in Edinburgh, Scotland. And Tim Mangan actually shared some more details about Para after attending iForum in the U.S. I think that was in October of 2007. So here's let me provide some background as far as what we have been waiting for with regard to Para. Let me read a snippet of what Tim wrote about Para over 2 years ago. So this is, I'm quoting Tim's blog post from 2 years ago. The version after Delaware is called Para, and we heard a bit about it as well. They plan on a lot changing in Para. From a management standpoint, Citrix is getting high on PowerShell and intend to rewrite the APIs to make everything available from PowerShell scripting. There will also be a single console of sorts. Everything will go to become MMC snap-ins, and then multiple snap-ins will exist that are more task-oriented, which will allow you to create an MMC console with just the snap-ins you need, or I guess with all of them in our single console wanting things. Tim also writes that separation of functions of the installed components is planned. Currently called, quote, controller and worker categories, the concept might help larger installations if it doesn't manage to just confuse the heck out of us. No progress without pain. Also, they promise to be more AD integrated for customers using Active Directory. So that finishes up Tim's point. Of course, I told you that I wrote about this and Tim wrote about that. That was, again, over 2 years ago, and actually since those things were originally discussed, we've actually seen a couple Zen App releases. So what have we talked about, or what have we heard about Para more recently? Gabe actually wrote quite a bit about Para more recently when he wrote an article a few months ago, actually around the time that Citrix released Zen App Feature Pack 2. Gabe kind of did a level set and said, okay, here's Zen App, here's Feature Pack 2. That was called Project Cache at the time. And so he wrote this about Para. Now I'm quoting Gabe. We also know that Citrix has announced a tech preview program called Zen App for Windows Server 2008 R2 that you can sign up for right now. After a few tweets and emails, we incorrectly came to the conclusion that this was nothing more than Project Cache tweaked to run on 2008 R2. What Gabe means here is we thought that Para, or at the time incorrectly, Para was just Zen App 5, Featureback 2 for 2008 R2. But that's actually not correct. Continuing from Gabe, in fact, this is actually Project Para, the next major release of Zen App. As we talked about earlier, Para represents a new code base and will only support Windows Server 2008 R2, which, as we know, is x64 only. Little information about Para is public at this point, but here's what we've gleaned from various conversations and presentations. One, it will include all the features that are in cache, including the features that were built for Windows 2003 only. Two, Citrix is working to make a single management console. So, again, we got that. Three, they're also working to add policies into AD. Again, so that all came from Gabe's post about Para about 3 months ago. So this is kind of the road that has led us up to Para. Where are we today with Para? So it's actually Citrix's Sridhar Modipalli, who blogged about it for Citrix.com yesterday, his blog announcing the tech preview and letting everyone know, A, that it was available for public download. And Sridhar talked about some of the new features of Para. And so here's what we can absolutely confirm is part of Para. First of all, he says 20% more users per server. Now, adding my own commentary to this, much like the conversation we had with VMware View 4, I don't know if this 20% more users per server is due to any improvements in Para itself or if it's due to improvements in the underlying OS, of course, this case being the R2 version of Windows Server 2008. Also, what we learned from Sridhar is, again, that role-based installation. And what this means is, you know, in the old days, if you wanted a XenApp server to be dedicated as a data collector, there's still only one install routine from Citrix. So you install Windows, you add a terminal services role, then you install Citrix XenApp onto it. And to make it a dedicated data collector, you A, don't publish any applications to it, and B, set the zone data collector election preference to be highest for that server. So in that case, you no longer have to do that. You can actually, during the installation process of XenApp, say, I want this just to be a controller server or a worker server. And I guess the flip side of that is also true. So these worker servers that just serve desktops and apps, they don't have to participate in elections, and you don't need the XML service or the STA service or anything like that. So the role-based installation is a new thing. Another new feature in Para is, again, that unified management console, which, as we know, seems to be just that everything is part of MMC plugins. But I think that means we can finally completely get rid of that crazy Java console that's been around for 8 years now. We also know that Sridhar has confirmed that management will be possible through Active Directory group policies. So that's both, I think, assigning applications to users and as well as the capabilities or the characteristics, I should say, of individual servers. And this means you can have servers in groups and all sorts of wonderful things. Much like Tim blogged about, Sridhar confirmed that we have PowerShell 2 support. We don't yet know if you can use PowerShell for everything. I think that was the idea, was that Citrix was making everything available via PowerShell, so you could use their MMC snap-ins, or you can just do everything on your own with PowerShell or, you know, build scripts for that. Sridhar confirmed also that we have HDX real-time audio support, so they will be able to support via XenApp Para things like Microsoft Office Communicator and Voice over IP soft phones. We also have HDX Plug and Play, which is the more general USB device support. So it's probably fair to say that we do now have full USB support. Well, I guess I should say full USB support to the extent that it's going to be possible. I mean, again, if you have an isochronous camera that you plug in your client that wants to reserve 50 megabits of bandwidth on the USB bus, you know, that might not be possible, nor will that ever be possible. But it's certainly conceivable that we are as close to full USB support as we're ever going to get in a remote computing environment. There's also integration with Dazzle, in case anyone is interested in that. And finally, a couple other little things. Para supports or comes with the latest version of XenApp streaming, which actually, as also yesterday, Joe Nord, Citrix's XenApp project manager, program manager, talked about one of the new features in XenApp streaming is, for example, Windows service isolation. So you can now isolate or package services with XenApp streaming. And also the Microsoft App V integration. This is actually something that we discussed this past summer, where Microsoft and Citrix are working together. So now you can deliver and manage App V application packages with your Citrix environment just as easily as you can Citrix XenApp streaming packages. So that's the short version. You know, for me, I'm an old school terminal services guy. So I kind of hope it goes without saying that I'm really, really excited about Para. And in this case, a lot of these changes actually seem pretty substantial, and we get what appears to be that re-architecture of the core product that we have all wanted for a long time. So I guess I hope this comes out as ZenApp 6. It certainly, it seems at first glance, to be deserving of a next major version of the ZenApp product, and this is just really, really exciting stuff. So like I said, I haven't actually put my hands on Para yet. It is downloading as I'm reading this. I actually fully intend to get Para set up in the lab over the next few weeks. And frankly, between this and between Zen Desktop 4 and between Vue 4, it looks like we are going to have a very exciting first quarter of 2010. As always, if you have thoughts or comments on this, please join the conversation on brianmadden.com and get to downloading Para 2.5 gigabytes.